A West Papuan from Induga Regency says young people are tired of repeated violence triggered by politics in Indonesia's Papua region. Samuel Tabuni's comment follows a string of deaths in Induga, where Indonesian security forces and the West Papua National Liberation Army have exchanged gunfire in recent weeks. Speaking from Jayapura, Mr. Tabuni says he is in communication with friends and family back in Induga. He says thousands have fled from the regency since the violence surged during last month's elections because they are terrified of the Indonesian military operations. Mr. Tabuni told Johnny Blades that for locals, the recent influx of Indonesian security forces has revisited memories from 1996 when Indonesian military commander Prabowo Subianto led special forces into the same area on a campaign to save hostages held by the Free Papua Movement commander Kelly Kwalik.
We had a very bad experience in the last 20 years. You know, Prabowo operations to catch up Kelly Kwalik and his group and hostages. And there are, before the government really existed in Induga, for the first time we were faced with army. So our people, 85% are not well educated. So first time we get in touch with army, which is brutality and weapons and killings and stuff like that. So we are deeply trauma. That's why when a lot of troops and, I mean, army and police coming in to Induga, in Kinyam, most of our people are afraid, you know, that the same thing will gonna happen. That's what is happening now.
And people, as you say, people are sick of the violence, the fighting.
After 40 years being part of the Indonesian province, as a young, I'm representing young population here in the Papua, two provinces. I would love to see that there is a dialogue in between central government and Papua people, especially those who are against the government, like OPM members, so we can solve all the problems. I actually trying to speak up representing young Papuans because we actually are not building Papuans being fully independent in every aspect of life. We want to see our future is full of peace and prosper. You know, we don't want involved in all this politics and conflict and war. We have to have open dialogue to solve all the problems.
It's difficult for the OPM and Jakarta to agree on the political status of West Papua. Does that mean that there needs to be some compromise?
Yeah, I think for sure Jakarta is afraid of open and dialogue and disintegration, for sure. But OPM also believe that we have to separate from Indonesia. And then these two positions are not really facilitate a young Papuan. You know, in this era, now the era is really advanced and everything are more open, and we don't want to stay in a conflict. We need some areas that we can develop our skills and develop our own people. So whether OPM wants full independence, but now central government, they said, we already gave you a special autonomy and use that special autonomy as an opportunity to develop education and economic and healthcare and stuff like that. But conflict in special autonomy is more than the past because of this politics, ideological politics, as well as politics in terms of campaigning, being head of regions and governors. So these two politics kill many Papuans, honestly, especially those who are young. And this is going to affect it. Us as next generations, we are fighting among ourselves in conflict. So that's why I would love to see whether there is Papuans as independence or still in a part of Indonesian province. We have to dialogue openly to end up all this conflict.
Samuel Tabuni.